earlier. The surface disease is dealt with by various techniques of vaporisation and diathermy destruction. This diathermy is now up at about 120 on the machine. It can't go any higher. It generates a huge amount of heat, and you'll see in a minute what we do is we actually irrigate the liver to try and, as you'll see here, to try and keep the heat on the surface of the liver down as much as possible, because we have had I think 5 cases now where the patients have had abnormal liver function tests post-operatively. One developed portal thrombosis, probably because the portal had been stripped so bare and then was cooked in the chemotherapy. So, you know, you have to be aware of the fact that these are techniques that can have their own inherent new forms of complications that you wouldn't be aware of before. So you work your way around and fastidiously make sure that you've actually treated the areas on the capsule of the liver without actually getting into the liver substance, by and large. We have nearly killed 2 patients, one by actually fracturing the liver at segment 4 in that area that Paul mentioned. That was one of our early cases. She survived 3 years after the surgery. I nearly didn't survive the 24 hours after the surgery. But as you can see, you go round the liver and basically treat all the disease that is visible.